Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
There's nothing like seeing a big movie on a big screen with a big sound system. It's epic. It's even more epic when you see an epic such as Gladiator II in a movie theater. Gladiator II is a throwback to the era of epic Hollywood films. Ben-Hur, released in 1959, Spartacus, released in 1960, Lawrence of Arabia, released in 1962, or Gladiator, released in 2000. Gladiator II is the sequel you didn't know you needed. It has incredible performances, scintillating action, a superb screenplay, and top-notch production values in every department. When the Oscar nominations are announced, expected January 19, look for double-digit nominations for Gladiator II. Gladiator II is a traditional Hollywood-style swords and sandals epic directed by perhaps the greatest and probably the oldest living active director, Ridley Scott, age 87. Ridley Scott is a four-time Oscar nominee of numerous landmark movies, including Alien, Blade Runner, Thelma and Louise, for which he received the Director Oscar nomination, Gladiator, for which he received the Director Oscar nomination, Black Hawk Down, for which he received the Director Oscar nomination, and Napoleon, for which he received the Picture Oscar nomination. The screenplay for Gladiator II, by David Scarpa, who wrote the screenplay for Napoleon, is Shakespearean in tone, intrigue, and outcome. The screenplay is frequently poetic, quote, "Wood or steel, a point is still a point," unquote, and, quote, "Where we are, death is not. Where death is, we are not," unquote. The movie opens with a huge naval battle scene of vessels attacking a fortress and concludes with two opposing armies facing off at a river against a vast landscape. Much of Gladiator II takes place in the Colosseum in Rome, where horrific battles between men and men, men and animals, and even men in boats in a flooded arena take place. Each of these set pieces is meticulously staged and choreographed to the magnificent glory and gore that was Rome. There is also palace intrigue, with muted colors, dimly lit, and whispered oaths. At the center of the action and conspiracies is Denzel Washington, 10-time Oscar nominee and Oscar recipient as actor for Training Day and supporting actor for Cry Freedom. He plays Macronus, a master manipulator who outwardly appears friendly and supportive. Paul Mescal, who is in the movie Aftersun as Lucius, is a strong presence who is riveting and unrelenting in his rage for revenge. Pedro Pascal, of TV's The Mandalorian and The Last of Us, as General Acacius, is a conflicted war general who is a reluctant and weary hero. Connie Nielsen, reprising her role as Lucilla, wife of General Acacius, is a benign presence who has endured much tragedy and is resigned to endure much more. Gladiator II has all the elements for a great time at the movies. Reportedly, for director Ridley Scott, a Gladiator III is in the offing. We can't wait. Gladiator II is MPAA rated R for strong, bloody violence. Opening January 17, Better Man, rated R. Michael Gracie directs Robbie Williams, John O'Davis, and Steve Pemberton in the biography fantasy musical. British pop star Robbie Williams is portrayed as a monkey. I am not making this up. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.